We speak of wisdom to those who are mature, not of wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I suppose you could not help but notice what was happening in Egypt this past week. It's been on the news constantly. Not only Egypt, but Tunisia, and now Algeria. Perhaps on Monday there might be something going on in Iran. There's great turmoil there. We don't know how it's going to shake out in the end. But one of the members of this turmoil is a group called the Muslim Brotherhood, and they have very radical goals for these Muslim countries, and not only the Muslim countries, but for all the world. They intend to take over the world. This is the goal of Islam. Europe is starting to wake up to the imminent threat. It's been slow. Its leaders are starting to speak out publicly. Angela Merkel, if I said her name right, of Germany, spoke last October publicly to a forum about the dangers of Islam in Europe, in Germany, and that how their guest worker program has failed. This past week, the Prime Minister of England, Cameron, and also the, I don't know if he's the President or the Prime Minister of France, Sarkozy, both spoke out of their failed policies of culturation, that is, allowing other cultures into their own culture, thinking that they could coexist. The long and short of each of these leaders could be summed up by one of the members of parliament in the Netherlands who a few years ago said that we have been tolerant of the intolerant for far too long. What is going to happen? I don't know. Our Holy Father is of course concerned. He has been trying to uphold the Christian identity and character of Europe, but it's a hard sell. They are very, not only anti-Christian, but anti-Catholic. For example, the European Union put forth a calendar for the coming year, which included Jewish and Islamic holy days, but not Christian holy days. Well, there was an uproar over that, and they went back and revised it, and now Christian holy days are included in their calendar. The Pope has also instituted a new congregation for the re-evangelization of Europe. He knows that Europe was once Christian, and it needs to be Christian again. Well, we can apply the same thing to our own land. We were once a Christian nation, but we're losing our identity quickly to secularism. So what can we do? The only thing we can do is to be Christian, to be a Catholic Christian in its fullness. And what does that mean? Well, we have to follow after Christ. Christ came not to just give us an external law, but to internalize the law, to give us a new heart, the Jewish heart, according to their prophets, was a stony heart. But Christ has given us a fleshly heart through the Spirit of God that allows us to internalize the righteousness of God. And this is what Jesus is getting at in the Gospel today. He's going deeper into the spirituality of the old law. You've heard that it was said, do not kill. Well, that's good. Don't kill. But Jesus is saying, go further. Don't even be angry with your brother. Don't even call somebody a fool. For those who do will be liable to the fiery Gehenna, the fires of hell. When I taught at Allman Catholic High School for 3 years, and the kids would call each other's names, I would have them look up in the Bible, Matthew 12:36. And Jesus says clearly, amen, amen, I say to you, every careless word you'll be held accountable for. By your words you'll be acquitted, and by your words you'll be condemned. That's going deep, isn't it? Every careless word Jesus will judge us on and will be held accountable for. So Jesus wants us to clean up our language, huh? He wants us to clean up our thoughts. You heard it was said. Jesus says further, do not commit adultery. Well, that's good. But Jesus is going after the lust in the heart. Whoever looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her. So Jesus wants it to go deep within us, the spirituality of holiness, to pervade our whole being, even our relationships. You have heard that it was said, whoever divorces his wife can give her a bill of divorce. Well, Jesus is saying, no more. God says in the Old Testament, the last book of the Old Testament, the prophet Malachi, I hate divorce. Do not divorce the wife of your youth, the prophet Malachi says, speaking for God. And Jesus backs that up. This is why the church holds proudly that marriage is sacred until death do us part. Jesus goes on and talk about oath giving too. And let our yes be yes and our no mean no. Jesus wants this righteousness to pervade our whole being, all our thoughts, all our actions. And by doing that, we re-evangelize not only ourselves, but we start re-evangelizing our family, our neighbors, our town, our country. This is the plan of holiness that was there all along. It's the only plan of holiness, the only plan of being a Catholic Christian. So as we continue with this Mass, let us pray first for ourselves, that our hearts are open to God, that we correct our bad actions, repent of them, make a good sacramental confession. If you can't remember how long it's been since you've been to confession, it's been too long. We need to always have God's holiness in mind in our daily life. But let us also pray for the culture. The culture is very anti-Christian, very secular. But by our actions, by what we say and don't say, by what we do and don't do, we attract others to Christ. We attract others to the holiness of God.